A Hollywood Hills mansion goes to hell.
Squatters moved in here, and it was very, very scary. And they were vicious and awful and threw things at the neighbor next door.
It's September 20th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. It's a story that stretches from Mulholland Drive all the way to Philadelphia with a Major League Baseball connection. Also coming up, could be a long recovery for OC firefighters hurt in a bad wreck.
This was a solo rollover accident.
And who brings $1 million in cash in a cardboard box to their kid's school?
Detectives found a tracking device on the car.
Yeah, it got stolen. That's all coming up, but first this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News.
I like art, and I like graffiti in an art gallery. I don't like it on a house. That's down the street from my house.
This is a house on Mulholland Drive in the hills. It is in bad shape and taken over by squatters and taggers, and people there are demanding the city do something about it. Or maybe the family of the owner. A powerful family in Major League Baseball, apparently.
Inspectors with the city's building and safety department came out in the morning to look over the tagged and boarded up home here at Mulholland and Multiview. The people who live here say they've been dealing with the problems here for about 2 years.
Squatters moved in here and it was very, very scary. And they were vicious and awful and threw things at the neighbor next door.
Pat Johnston says then Wednesday the taggers showed up.
This crowd of people started to appear, and those were that was the beginning of this graffiti thing, this tagging fest. The police came in the evening and got 10 guys out of here. But after all that was said and done, five of them came back in the middle of the night.
The owner happens to be John Powers Middleton, the son of the owner of the Philadelphia Phillies. People here are considering reaching out to his daddy to get him to do something. LA City Councilwoman Nithya Raman has also been contacted several times by the people here. She represents this area. In a statement, she said, they're in contact with the LAPD and the Building and Safety Department about the property. She says John Powers Middleton is in violation of the law, and if he doesn't clean it up, the city plans to take action against him.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens. It's Karen Adams in the Hollywood Hills. All right, take a second and think about all of the circumstances where somebody might be carrying $1 million in cash. Yeah, it's kind of a short list, right? Okay, now why would somebody be bringing $1 million in cash in a cardboard box to their kid's school? This is a story about that happening and it getting stolen and Manhattan Beach police telling people, yeah, maybe you shouldn't do that.
The victim may have been doing two things at once, transporting a lot of cash and reportedly dropping off their child at school. Police wouldn't confirm the details on why so much cash to protect their privacy, but say the crime might have been well planned. Detectives found a tracking device on the car. Manhattan Beach Sergeant Andre Abreu.
When the officers were checking, they were able to find it. So I would just say if you are, as I stated earlier, in that business, of maybe carrying large amounts of cash.
Or what business is that?
Anything like that. You know, maybe just do a sweep of your car underneath. I mean, I'm sure it would probably stick out like a sore thumb, to say the least, that something on your vehicle is not right. And if you just feel that, you know, even if you are being followed, you know, don't take the same route home. Don't take, you know, maybe if you're leaving from whatever business or wherever, a bank. You know, this goes for, you know, regular civilians. Just if you're taking out large amounts of cash, you know, from point A to point B, go from, you know, wherever you are to home. But, you know, if you feel that something's wrong, we all have a good sense of maybe feeling something's wrong. You know, check your vehicle. See if anything is foreign on your vehicle.
And switch up your routine.
Yep. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. If you feel like we didn't get any answers from this story, you're not wrong. We're very curious what the $1 million in cash was about, and so we'll stay on it. Natalie Tavidian said this happened on September 13th. That's last Friday. So the police want anybody with information to call them up, Manhattan Beach Police. Some firefighters who had been fighting the airport fire, working long hours, are now really badly hurt in a rollover crash. Happened last night on the 241 toll road. They were on the way back from the fire base camp when it happened. John Baird is from OC Global Medical Center here, has this report.
The initial reports indicated that the firefighter's vehicle swerved to avoid a ladder on the freeway and that the truck carrying the hand crew members struck a guardrail and rolled over. Now they're only saying that the crash is still under investigation.
Again, the crews were finishing their 12-hour shift. This was a solo rollover accident.
Orange County Fire Authority Chief Brian Fennessy says this is difficult for everyone. The crews are devastated.
As you can imagine how traumatic it would be to see your fellow firefighters that injured in the middle of the freeway.
He says the two hand crews who have been working the airport fire since September 9th have been pulled off the fire lines because of the accident, with hand crews from Santa Barbara County and Ventura County covering the shifts. The chief says the four firefighters who were the most severely injured may be hospitalized for a while.
Governor Newsom signed into law this week a series of bills to crack down on AI deepfakes and also to give actors greater protection against the use of AI in the arts. But a much more sweeping bill on AI is still on the governor's desk. We talked with AI expert Graham Lovelace. He says the governor's in a tricky position.
Now, he's under a lot of pressure. He spoke at a Salesforce conference this week to an audience of technology people, and he chose his words very, very carefully. So he was saying that on the one hand, he totally understands those who want him to sign this bill into law. It's a safety bill which requires the developers of the most powerful AI systems to essentially take responsibility for their creations, to put safety measures in place to stop these systems going rogue. But on the other hand, he doesn't want to do anything which is going to upset California's pole position in artificial intelligence on a global stage. So the Silicon Valley lobby, and they have spent millions lobbying against this piece of legislation, led by all the major players. You've got the Google, Meta, OpenAI lobby teams. They've all vociferously come out against this piece of legislation, saying it will stifle innovation.
So, yeah, you can see why it's a tough spot for Newsom.
Newsom has this very difficult balancing act. Does he please Silicon Valley and veto the bill? Does he please those that actually believe we need to take a step? And really, this really is the first step. It's not that draconian, despite what Silicon Valley says.
So what's he going to do?
If I had to bet on this, I would actually bet that he does veto this. I think the pressure for him to not sign this into law is so great. Also got, of course, Nancy Pelosi, who's also against this bill. It is for political reasons. They want to protect and safeguard the status that California has, that Silicon Valley has, not only in America, but on a global stage as well. This is it's an arms race. It's an arms race to get to what's called artificial general intelligence, AI, which is as powerful, as smart as a typical human being, if not smarter. And America is doing extremely well on this, but the great adversary in this arms race is China. We talk about a number of the big companies with their large language models. And if you added them all up, among all of the major US Silicon Valley companies, you're going to come very quickly to 20, 30, 40 models. China 3 weeks ago registered 600 large language models. They have thousands of patents in AI. So from an intellectual property and from a, where they stand right now, many people are worried that they're actually leading this arms race.
Like how he says patents. I'm not sure I've ever actually heard it pronounced that way. It's Graham Lovelace, expert on generative AI, produces a weekly newsletter that is distributed around the world about it. Kanye West legal update next. Kanye West, who nobody actually calls Ye, reached a settlement in a lawsuit from an autograph dealer who accused him of punching the guy when he asked for an autograph back in 2022. Justin Poplawski and his wife sued West, claiming assault, battery, emotional distress, negligence. Kanye's attorney claimed several defenses, including that he was justified and was only defending himself. Settlement apparently reached a few days ago. Paperwork was filed yesterday. Didn't get the terms of it. And that's the LA Local for this September 20th, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Hope you have a great weekend. If you want to catch up on anything going on in the LA area, 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News, Odyssey app, and search KNX News. Otherwise, we're back on Monday. Kanye West, who nobody actually calls Ye, reached a settlement in a lawsuit from an autograph dealer who accused him of punching the guy when he asked for an autograph back in 2022. Justin Poplawski and his wife sued West, claiming assault, battery, emotional distress, negligence. Kanye's attorney claimed several defenses, including that he was justified and was only defending himself. Settlement apparently reached a few days ago. Paperwork was filed yesterday. Didn't get the terms of it. And that's the LA Local for this September 20th, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Hope you have a great weekend. If you want to catch up on anything going on in the LA area, 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News, Odyssey app, and search KNX News. Otherwise, we're back on Monday, and we'll talk to you then. See ya.